The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Darm Daf Tezvav. Gemara on Tezvavim Aleph brings a braisa. Dvar Mamutarim, things that are mutar. Hacher Nogu Ben Issa. Some people were Noig Issa. They were machmer on these things, even though the halacha is that mutar, but some people chose to be machmer. You cannot be matter in front of them, you cannot be matter for them, just like that, even if you know the halacha is that mutter. And it's pretty clear in the Gemara, this is a drabonic halacha, this is not the real Isra of the Torah of Loyachal, but this is the Isra drabonim, that's something that is really mutter, the people are makabla upon themselves to take it on as if it was also, so then it has to be taken seriously, and we can't be matter for them just like that. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, here, Deus and Reisha Dalud discusses these halachas. If somebody takes on a certain minig and then they want to change, could they just change and now they don't have to keep that minig, that chumra anymore? Or does niyat taras nadarim? The Mechaber says it's varm mutarim, things are mutar. By yoydim behem shem mutarim. There's people who know that they're mutar. Nalu ben iser. They chose to be noig iser. The Shach explains that the siyog and the gedder, the precious, the extra chumra, the extra precious nalocha, extra chumra. They chose to be machmer on these things, even though they know that the ikra adin nalocha is that mutar. Have the kibu kibla lamb a nether, as if they took it on as a nether, also out here by them, and you can't scream out there for them. And the Bechaber gives some examples. Somebody who took on the fast of Tanaisim before Shoshana or during a Seres Mechuvah, the minig was to fast during the days of Slichas, especially on the first day of Slichas, to fast during a Seres Mechuvah. What we find most commonly nowadays, people fast on Erev Shoshana, they don't fast the entire day, but they fast most of the day, at least until Chatzos, they fast on Erev Shoshana. And the Bechaber also mentions that the people have a minig, which is but now pretty much Mekubal and Chayisrael, not to eat meat or drink wine during the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, or mentioned even the Minig that's mentioned also in the Tisha B'Av, that some are machmer raised from Shavuos and Matanis, not to eat meat or drink wine during on weekdays from Shavuos and Matanis until Tisha B'Av. So any of these chumras that somebody took on, and now they want to stop machmer in the Bari, they're not as good health, they're not as strong, it's hard for them to fast, it's hard for them to fast all these days, and now they want to change and drop this Minig that they took on. So actually, you actually have to do Ataras Nadarim. The Chava says that therefore somebody wants to take on such a minik, such a chumrah, as the Siyog as a Prishas, he should say right away in the beginning that he's doing a B'li Neder, he's not taking on the Neder, he's not planning on doing it forever, and then he will not need that Taras Nador. But somebody who neglected to mention in the beginning that he's doing a B'li Neder, so then we say that since he took on this minik, it has a din, Miner Bonam L'chayra, it has a din of a Neder, and therefore if he wants to stop, he has to have Taras Nador. Machaber said that somebody who was knowing Isra, he was machmer something which is mutter because he had a mistake, he thought it was aser, and it's simply a mistake, he thought this was aser, and it turns out it was mutter, he was making a mistake, so then does not have a din of a nether, and when he finds out the correct halacha, this is mutter, so now he could stop keeping this chumrah, and he could start to make all this thing, because it was a mistake that which he was being machmer. Then the Machaber says there is a different opinion, there is the Yesh Mishayim, there is one shita that holds, that they are a step more machmer, and they say that if it was a mistake that he was being machmer in this thing, he thought it was usher, and really the halacha that's mutter. When he finds out a mistake, he does niyatar zadar, and he has to get three people to be matter together for him. And if it was something that he knew was mutter, and still he chose to be machmer, chose to be nagasim, then it doesn't even help to make a tar zadar. Because part of what he took on when he took on his chumrah was to treat it as a full fledged isra of the Torah, which doesn't have a tar zadar. There's no way to be matter that. So there's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, and the most is the minig is Kesvar Rishon, and the minig is like the first sheet. This is how we pass it, that if it was a mistake, someone would be machmer on something because they thought it was Osir, and it turned out it was Mutter, they did not need to do Ataras Nadar, and once they find out the halacha, they can start being Mako on this thing, like the correct halacha. However, somebody who knew that something was Mutter, and still they chose to be machmer, like someone takes on this extra tenesim around the times of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and they chose to be machmer, and now they want to stop, it's hard for them, they're not in the same state of health, or they have other reasons why they can't do it anymore, then they need to do Ataras Nadar. The Shach does bring in the name of the Tshuvas Marshal, something which is a meaning that all of Klai Yisrael are gone, then there's no way to be matter. This everyone agrees, even the first Shita Shulchan Aruch, that we pass on like, even this Shita agrees, that was a meaning of all Klai Yisrael, the Marshal Tom Machafifa, the preparation of a lady getting ready to be turned on the mitzvah, the way the meaning of Gan's Klai Yisrael, of all Klai Yisrael is, that she takes a bath, that she combs her hair and everything she does to appear for the tefillah. So here the Marshal says that this is something which one cannot do on Taras Nadarman, even though it's only something which was adopted as a minig, but since all Klai Yisrael accepted as a minig, so now it's too late, it's part of the halacha, it's all Klai Yisrael piece. Now, the Shach discusses a different halacha, a different case. The Mechaber discussed the case of somebody who's not in good health anymore, and therefore they no longer want to keep these tanesim that they took on. Now, the Shach discusses a case of somebody who's usually fasting a certain time, he had taken off a fast certain time, Then it happens the end of the mitzvah comes up one of these days. Let's say you always fast the Tanias of Baha'u, it's Monday and Thursday and Monday, that the people make a fast and Cheshvan and Chedesh Ir, or you fast and you fast Mitzvah or before Shana, and then he has a Bismillah, or he has some other Sefus mitzvah that pays the Shabbos Kosses, he has a Bismillah that falls out on one of these days. So the halach is, in the Simitovko Samachet, Sif Beis, the Ramah says, that he's not happy Mat Neli. He can go to the Bris, and he keeps by the Bismillah. And the Shabbos wants to know why he's not required to do Ataris Nadarim. Over here it says that if somebody wants to stop fasting the Tadesim because they're not in good health anymore, they have to do Ataris Nadarim. And there the Ramah says that somebody who has a Bismillah or another Sif Mitzvah, he can just go and eat by the Bismillah. Does not have to do Ataris Nadarim. What's the difference between these two things? So the Shabbos says that the Teretz is that even when it was taken on Shemitah, a person that took on a Shemitah to fast the Tanesim before Shana or during a Teretz Mechuvah or to fast Bahav, he's taking it on the way the Minig is of those part of Kleister that took on this Minig to fast in those days. And that's built into their Minig that anybody who fasts these days, they know that even if they didn't think this out actively or they didn't speak this out, for everyone it's a known thing that these Tanesim, it's only if one has only a Siddur for sure, a regular Siddur that he wants to eat, so then he has a Tainus that he doesn't eat. But if somebody has a Siddur mitzvah falls down for one of these days, so it's built into the minute that he's not going to fast if he has a Siddur mitzvah, and he then goes to the Bismillah, and eat by the Bismillah, or whatever Siddur mitzvah he has. It's built into the minute. That's what the Shach says. So then it will come out that if one wants to make an exception one time for a different reason, not because he has a Siddur mitzvah, then he would not be able to make an exception and eat on one of these days that he has this, that he took on this, this Tainus of Bahav, or of fasting before or after Rosh Hashanah. And you have to do Ataras Nadarim. It's only for a Siddur mitzvah because that's built into the minig that a Siddur mitzvah is a special exception, is a special clause in the minig that a Siddur mitzvah is not included in the Tainus. The one who has a Bris Milah is allowed to go and eat by a Bris Milah. This is the opinion of the Shach. Dogam Revolvo on the side of Shulchan Aruch, which is written by the Lili Yehuda, it's when he wrote on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he argues on the Shach. And he feels that any time it's a one-time thing, a one-time exception someone wants to make, there's not any Ataras Nadarim. That was the Shulchan Aruch fastens. Based on our Gemara, that you need to do Ataras Nadarim if you want to break a Shemitah that you have, is only if you want to break it permanently. This person was used to fasting all the years, during the days of Slichus, or during the Sefer Shuvah, or he was used to fasting Bahav Monday, Thursday, Monday after Sukkot and Pesach. And now he's getting older, and it's getting harder for him. He wants to stop keeping this minute, he wants to end the minute, then he must do Ataras Nadarim, and if he does not do Ataras Nadarim, he still has to keep this old minute of his, this Chumrah of his. However, if he wants to make a one-time exception, because he's not feeling well, it has to be that on a certain year during Bahav, or a certain year on every Shana, he wasn't feeling well, so he wants to make an exception. There's not yet Ataras Nadarim for that, as long as he plans on returning afterwards, next year going back to the old minute. And therefore, the Dogen Vava says that you don't have to come on to the Shach Teretz for the case of Bris Mila. It's a one-time thing, that he has to have a Bris Mila on that day, so then he's not yet to Ataras Nadarim, and he's much deeper than Bris Mila. This is what the Dogen Vava says. We have over here about Chalikus in the Shach and Dogen Vava, it basically comes out, if one is used to fasting Bahav, or one is used to fasting Erev Shana, and now he has a one-time exception that he wants to make, because he's not feeling well this year, does he have to do Ataras Nadarim or not? The Shach is of the opinion that he must do Ataras Nadarim, and the Dogen Vava is of the opinion that he does not have to do Ataras Nadarim. Now this question is actually discussed by the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilkos Rosh Hashanah, and Simchat Kuf Pei Aleph, Sifkat Yotet. But this Ramah that says if somebody has a Bris Milah in every Shana, even if he usually fasts most of the day in every Shana, this Ramah that says that Bris Milah is an exception, he may eat better Bris Milah. Mishnah Berurah says, Kachas Magna Ram. Magna Ram says, Magna Shish Mitzvah Chayli, if someone's a little bit sick, he's not feeling well, Yesh Lahakam Chol Eilu Tanesim, he can make all these Tanesim of every Shana, and he says, Mitzvah, and it's not yet do a thousand Darim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shach, however, near day, our Shach argues and says that Machosh ain't bari, if it's because someone's not feeling well, it's not because he has a Bris Milah, but because he's not feeling well, then La'ilum Tzar Chatzar, he always has to do Ataras Nadarim. Even if it's a one-time exception, that this year he's not feeling well, next year he plans to go back to his old minute, he has to do Ataras Nadarim. So Mishnah Berurah says, though, it's Machlech between the Shach and the Magen Avraham. And the Shach is of the opinion that one must do Ataras Nadarim, even if it's a one-time exception, that he's not feeling well on Erev Shana, he doesn't want to fast. And the Magen Avraham says, it's not after Ataras Nadarim. In the Shach, it seems that the Iker opinion of Mishnah Berurah is that one should do it with Shach, and he should do Ataras Nadarim. Mishnah Berurah is actually quoting a Chayyadam, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out. But because in the Sharasim, he says that Efsher, it could be that if somebody can't find anyone to do Ataras Nadarim for him, he can't find three men to do Ataras Nadarim, he's really not feeling well, he wants to eat, so then he should also make Matchak. It's a difficult circumstance that's hard for him to fast, and he has no one to do Ataras Nadarim for him, then he can be Mekel, even out of Ataras Nadarim, because the Eli Rav, the Arachim, the Arachim, will quote this Magen Avraham with Mekel, and it means that God doesn't revolve with Kaim different Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, by us in the Ardeas and Rashi Dalad, also goes to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, at the end of this piece over here, he actually says that the way he understands the law of the Ramah, the Divrei Magen Avraham in Hilkos Rosh Hashanah, the Magen Avraham is correct. So we have on the one hand the Shachar here is Machmer, and it seems that the Iker opinion of the Chayor is Adam and the Mishtabrua to go with the Shachar. One should do Ataras Zadarim if he wants to eat 1 year in every Shana, or wants to make an exception to his habit of fasting the house because he's not feeling well. However, there are enough Achrim who make them, and they're wrong, and the Eli Rabbah and others, and therefore Mishtabrua says if one can't find anyone to mat another for him, he could make an exception, he could eat. However, the next year he has to go back to his old minhag of fasting on these days, because if he plans to bring them in permanently, that's in first halach and shulchan aruch, they have to do ataras nedarim. This is the halach of this sif. In sif beis, in our hasim and rishad al, shulchan aruch discusses something that was a public kabbalah. It wasn't just an individual decided to fast in the erev Shana or to keep a halach. But the whole sibur, kabbalah surrounded, the whole sibur in a certain place, the whole city, they took on a certain tanis or a certain chumrah, and says chal on them and on their children. And even if it wasn't done as a formal agreement by the Bnei Eir, but it just happened like that, the whole people in the city started doing this, but it was done as a siyog l'tayr, as a chumrah. So this is the minhag of the people in the city. Even somebody who moves to the city has to take on the minhag of the city. On the other hand, somebody who lives in the city, who moves out of the city, now he can drop this minhag, because since he was only keeping this minhag because it was part of the Bnei Eir, the people of the city who had this chumrah, so now that he left the city and he does not plan on coming back, he does not have to keep this minhag anymore, this chumrah anymore. The Shach seems to go that it's not good enough that he just moved out of the city and does not plan on coming back. He has a new permanent location. He moved out of the city, but he's not settled completely in a new place, so then he should still keep the Oven Hagen. But even the Shach agrees that if he had a new location, a permanent location, and that new location where he lives, he did not have this Chumrah, so he no longer has to keep this Chumrah of the place that he came from, and now he can adopt the Oven Hagen of the place that he moved to, both the Chumrahs of the new place, as well as the Kulahs, the leniencies, they no longer have to keep the Chumrahs of the place that he moved from. Ramesh and the Tshuva says that nowadays, this halacha is not so common, so I'm moving from one place to the next, because now that everyone lives together, he says, used to be the Ashkenazim had their minhagim, the Sephardim had their minhagim. If one moved from Ashkenazim country to Sephardim country, or vice versa, he was living in a new place where everyone was now Sephardim, where everyone was now Ashkenazim, and he would take on the minhagim of that place. Nowadays, that we live in America, everyone lives together in the same city, you have Ashkenazim and Sephardim living side by side, each one keeps their own minhagim. So even if one would move from one city to another, he would still keep his old minhagim. We don't say that in a new city there's new minhagim and everything changes. Ramesh does say that this halacha of this tip does apply to a lady who gets married, if she was from a certain background and a Sephardi background and she married Ashkenazi, or she was from Ashkenazi background and she married a Sephardi. Ramesh discussed the other differences in halacha between Hasidim and Misnagdim, that if a lady gets married and her husband has different halacha, she takes on all the halacha of the husband, both the leniencies and the stringencies, both the kula and the chumrah. And that's a good example of someone who moved from one place and she takes on all the halacha and all the halachas and everything the way they do the new place, she takes on everything like her husband. The Pesach Yeshuva and Sukkot Hay discusses if the son has to keep the minhagim of his father, if the father lived in a certain place and therefore he had the chumras of that place, does the son have to take it on? He brings the shaila nachrayim, and basically the maskana, what comes down at the end of the Pesach Yeshuva, is that the son already started keeping the chumras of his father, the chumras of his parents. That's like it says in Shulchan Aruch that kavos ram is chal on them and on their children. If the son already started keeping and going in the ways of his parents, of his father, to keep that chumrah, then he has to keep these chumras, and there's no way to get out of it. It doesn't even help at Tarsus Dar, because he has the minhag of that city in which he lives, unless he would move out of that city entirely, like the Shulchan Aruch says. But otherwise, he still has to keep the minhagim of his father, and that's the maskana of the Bishvachuva. However, if he never started keeping the minhagim of his father, then the Bishvachuva seems to say that he does not have to take on the chumras of his father. The Birkei Yosef brings from Rav Shlomo Amar and his whole siman that all these halachas of Rabbanon, it seems that he has a back and forth about Rav Shlomo Amar, and then he comes down to Rabbanon. We would say that it seems pretty clear in the Gemara that so all these dinim are Rabbanon, as Gavar Mutar, Machir, Melgam, and Isser. That's in the Gemara says clearly that the Rabbanon is an example of a Yachol, a Rabbanon, a case where he needs Tars Nadarim. And therefore, the Birkei Yosef brings from the Gemara of Shlomo Amar, that's one of the subject, we would say subject Rabbanon, Kulu. So there is room in the case of Sveik, in case there is not clear, there is room to be lenient, is room to be enable. There's not something that watch the signs their own, but rather just ask the Shadows call from one is a question in a minute. Do they really have their open hagim? Do they ever take on their open hagim? Is it something they have to go to Taras Zadarim for? Not something they have to go to Taras Zadarim for? And they should ask the Shiloh, in which case they need a Taras Zadarim if they want to change the minhag, or which cases they're not allowed to change the minhag, and they should not be changing the minhag, and what they should do in regards to older minhagim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.